This is The Naked Scientists with Kat Arney and Ben Vowsler. Now, Ben, what have you got for us in the news this week?
Well, sharks are well known for their ability to follow a scent in the water all the way to their next meal. And now researchers in Florida have discovered how it is that they do it. Writing in the journal Current Biology, Jane Gardner at the University of South Florida and Jel Atima at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute showed that sharks are able to detect very small delays in the scent reaching each nostril. And it's this, rather than the actual concentration of the chemical, that actually gives them their sense of direction. Now, most species that rely on scent are equipped with stereo sensors, so two antennae on an insect or two nostrils on your dog, for example. And it's long been assumed that this means species can home in on the source of a scent using concentration as a guide. So if the scent is stronger on the left than on the right, they would simply turn into the concentration gradient.
Well, that sounds fairly sensible.
It does, you'd think it makes sense. But in reality, concentration gradients are rarely, if ever, that simple. When dispersed in air or in water, chemicals are very unlikely to form a uniform gradient. Instead, they exist in whirls or vortices, and sometimes you get peaks of concentration quite a long way from the source. Now, this means that following a concentration gradient alone is quite likely to lead you in circles, which is not a very efficient way to find your food.
And as we know, sharks are devastatingly efficient hunters. So what have the researchers done to find this out?
Well, working with the smooth dog shark, that's Mustelis canis, the researchers introduced a scent to each nostril in very controlled concentrations and with very controlled time delays. They found that the timing of the pulses was most important, as the sharks would turn towards the first pulse, even if the second pulse was actually a much higher concentration. This actually seemed to break down when the delay was too large. So if it was over a second between reaching one nostril and then reaching the next, the shark was just as likely to turn either way. Now, what this means in practice is that the sharks will actually weave from one side to the other, following the average concentration gradient, without really being waylaid by the local small concentration changes.
Well, that's dog sharks, but what about other types of sharks? Great whites, the scary ones with teeth.
Well, the researchers want to follow this up, and dog sharks are actually quite cute. But they want to follow it up and see if things like a wider spaced nostril gives a shark greater accuracy and at higher speeds. The best example to think of is hammerhead sharks. Now, they have these distinctive flattened heads that we call cephalofoils, and they have much greater separation between their nostrils. And even though their olfactory organs are just as sensitive as other sharks, they might be better able to detect these time differences, and so they might be able to hunt more efficiently at sharper angles and also at higher speeds. And the really nice thing about this finding is it has some other very interesting applications. It can be applied to underwater steering algorithms to allow unmanned robotic craft to very quickly locate the source of a chemical spill underwater, such as, for example, an oil leak, which of course is very important at the moment.
Very topical. I do not want to be the scientist that has to do research on hammerhead sharks.